KD Country 94 weather.
Simmons Furniture and Appliance in downtown Osborne has a terrific selection of quality name brand appliances such as Maytag, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire, as well as a wide selection of colors and styles to add that personal touch to your home. A brand source store with $1 billion buy-in power allows you to buy at discount store prices but with outstanding service after the sale. A full line of major brands, low prices, free delivery, and great service after the sale. That's what you get at Simmons Furniture and Appliance in downtown Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 58. Winds out of the northeast 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 34. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 62. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 46.
For the latest on KU Athletics, tune into the Sports Ticket as the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, will join us every Thursday morning at 9:30 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com to talk everything Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency in Beloit.
Crumbanker Oil and Feed in Beloit, formerly Schamburg Oil, is the place to stop for all your top quality fuel products, new tires, tire repair, and quality customer service. But don't forget, Crumbanker Oil also has convenience items including ice, sodas, snacks, and more. And they also have dog and cat food. And at Crumbanker Feed, they carry Hubbard feed products, stock tanks, and much more. They're your one-stop shop at Crumbanker Oil and Feed, located on West Highway 24 in Beloit.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Well, Kansas held their presidential preference primary on Tuesday, and to no surprise, Donald Trump is the Republican nominee winner and Joe Biden on the Democratic side in the primary in Kansas. Unofficial results show Trump earning the state's Republican nomination with about 70,561 or 75% of the votes. Despite bowing out from the race nationally, Nikki Haley, the last challenger to Trump, did pick up an unofficial count of 15,040 votes in the Kansas primary, good for about 16%. Also, on the Democratic side of the Kansas presidential primary, 35,031 votes in the unofficial count secured the win for Joe Biden, and that was good for about 84% of the vote from Kansas Democrats. None of the names shown was actually second, so Joe Biden had no issues there winning the count in the state of Kansas overall. We do have some kind of itemized notes from the area counties in Mitchell County. On the Republican side, Donald Trump garnered 282 votes to 54 from Nikki Haley. Joe Biden had 37 on the Democratic ticket for the most votes there. And then also in the Osborne County primary presidential preference, 161 votes cast in the Republican Party. And of those, 135 went to Donald Trump, and there were just 18 on the Democratic Party, with 11 going to Joe Biden. And then in Jewell County, the votes went to Donald Trump, 174 on the Republican ticket, and 6 votes for Joe Biden there in Jewell County. So again, as expected, the winners of the Republican primary, Donald Trump, and the Democratic primary, Joe Biden, for presidential preference on Tuesday. A 16-year-old boy is facing a new felony charge over the mass shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration that killed one person and wounded almost 2 dozen others. Local juvenile authorities said it on Tuesday. Authorities said the teenager was arraigned Tuesday on a charge of unlawful use of a weapon and shooting at a person. He was being held since the February 14th mass shooting on a lesser felony charge of resisting arrest. For an adult offender, the new charge would be punishable by 5 to 15 years in prison. Authorities said that the Jackson County Family Court judge will hold a hearing to determine whether the teenager will be tried as an adult. A second 16-year-old also continues to be held on a lesser gun charge. State authorities also have charged 2 men with second-degree murder, several weapons counts in connection with the shootings. Police said the shooting happened when one group of people confronted another for staring at them. In addition, 3 other Missouri men have been charged in the shooting aftermath with federal counts related to the illegal purchase of high-powered rifles and guns with extended magazines. Unsealed federal court documents said 12 people brandished firearms firearms, and at least six people fired weapons at the rally, which drew an estimated 1 million people to downtown Kansas City. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Parent Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. Coming up here this evening, there will be Lenten meals to be served to the public at 5:30 p.m. and Lenten service to follow at 6:15 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit. And that will be again this evening. Head there at 5:30 tonight. Glenn Elder Lions Scholarship Meal will be this Saturday, March 23rd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Glenn Elder Legion Hall. Spaghetti, salad, garlic bread, and desserts will be served. A free will donation and proceeds go to the Lions Scholarship Fund. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Lindsey trying to get his Division I basket off the mark, followed by Manning, is good. And it's all academic at this point. The Hawkeyes victorious at home in the first round of the NIT.
Iowa knocking out K-State in the NIT on Tuesday night, winning 91-82. Much more on that game coming up in this sportscast. Also, the KU men's basketball team delivered a blow ahead of the NCAA tournament. First four games began last night. We have AP All-Americans and college football with some money moves. Also, some local sports notes all coming up in the sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Local sports, high school softball, Pratt Skyline, and Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday as the Lady Mustangs opened out their season as Pratt Skyline beat Sylvan Lucas Lincoln in the first game 4-3, and Sylvan Lucas Lincoln won the second game 6-4 over Pratt Skyline. You can find full schedules for all spring sports in the North Central Activities Association Northern Plains League, as well as Smith Center and Concordia at ncksports.com. Also at the website, read more about the new head football coach for the Concordia Panthers. Assistant Brad Wildeman has been promoted to head coach, taking over for Jordan Etcher, who resigned in January after five seasons leading the program. Wildeman's been an assistant with the Panthers since 2021. He's had 25 years of high school football coaching experience, 23 as an assistant. He was the head coach at Colby in 2002 and 2003. Again, more on Wildeman's resume and the story can be found at ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the K-State men's basketball team saw their season come to a close on Tuesday night with a 91-82 loss at Iowa in the first round of the NIT. Hawkeyes and sharpshooter Peyton Sanford caught fire early and built a double-digit lead by the 12:30 mark of the first half. Iowa led 50-39 at halftime. K-State battled back to within three at 52-49 early in the second half, but they were never able to get closer. Sanford finished with 30, going 7-11 from three-point land. Dede Ames led K-State with a career-high 16, while leading scorers Tyler Perry and Arthur Kaluma were held to just 13 combined points. K-State coach Jerome Tang was still proud of this year's group despite the tough ending.
The thing I'm most proud of these guys about has very little to do with what they did on the basketball court. We played at Cincinnati and lost on a buzzer beater, a game to go to the NCAA tournament type game. Fly back that night, I think we got home probably around 2 in the morning. At 8 o'clock in the morning, our guys were at an elementary school reading to kids. Those are the kind of dudes that we have in our program. That's what our program's about and what it's built on. And we're going to win a bunch of basketball games, right? But the standard that we had this year for wins is we didn't meet it, but we met everything else. What we do in the locker room, what we do in the classroom, what we do in the community, how we conduct ourselves, how we treat people. And so I couldn't be more proud of these young men.
K-State finished their season at 19-15, while Iowa moved to 19-14. They'll face Utah in the second round. Our area attention now fully shifts to the NCAA tournament. And on Tuesday, some bad news revealed for the KU men's basketball team as they prepare for the big dance. KU coach Bill Self gave an update on Kevin McCullough's injury situation.
Kevin's not going to play. Kevin's says his knee pain has not subsided any, and it's too bad for him to be able to contribute. So Kevin will not play. No, he's out. We're shutting him down for the tournament. So if we're fortunate enough to win two games, we would have done it without him. And he hadn't practiced in 6 weeks, basically. And so he hasn't done more damage to his knee, but he tried to do it and said that he just couldn't go.
McCullough said in a statement on X that he was, quote, more devastated than anyone that he won't be able to play in the tournament. Along with McCullough, Hunter Dickinson also sat out of the Big 12 tournament, but Self said Dickinson will be ready to go when Kansas tips off against Samford on Thursday night around 8:55. Fans will be able to catch the KU tournament games on Z96 Point Through the Lake. Pregame for Thursday's contest set for 8:30. NCAA tournament officially began on Tuesday night with two first four games in Dayton and a matchup of 16 seeds in the West region. Wagner held off a late push from Howard to win 71-68 and lock in a matchup with top seeded North Carolina on Thursday. In the second game Tuesday night, the 10 seeds in the Midwest met. Virginia went on a long scoring drought from the end of the first to the start of the second half, falling to Colorado State 67-42. The Rams will play Texas in the first round on Friday. Two more first four games take place tonight. The 16 seeds in the Midwest, Grambling and Montana State, play at 5:40 in Dayton, followed by the matchup of 10 seeds in the South in Colorado and Boise State at 8:10. A full look at the tournament bracket can be found at NCAA.com. Finally, in college hoops, the Associated Press All-American teams were announced on Tuesday. Hunter Dickinson of Kansas, a second-team pick. Kevin McCullough, an honorable mention selection for the Jayhawks. The AP first team included Zach Edey of Purdue, Tennessee's Dalton Connect, RJ Davis from North Carolina, Jamal Shedd of Houston, and UConn's Tristan Newton. And finally, in sports, some college football notes. K-State announced on Tuesday that their Week 3 game in 2024 against Arizona will be a Friday night game at Bill Snyder Family Stadium on September 13th. The game will likely be one of few that night and broadcast to a national audience. Also broadcast to a national audience, as always, will be the new-look college football playoff. The CFP and ESPN agreed to a new six-year, $7.8 billion deal on Tuesday that ensures ESPN will be the sole media rights holder through the 2031-32 season. You can read more at ESPN.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.